Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Liron, we're very excited to be speaking to you this afternoon. Liron is the wealth management specialist and owner of Green Wealth Management. Welcome, Liron.
How's it, Robin? How are you doing? It's been a long time.
Indeed. Nice to hear your voice. Thank you for joining us. So interestingly, today we're going to be speaking about the psychology of money. We're going to specifically going to be speaking about sales, but maybe explain a little bit about the concept of the psychology of money. It seems like money is a very physical thing, not necessarily associated with psychology.
So I think you're asking a really great question and a very deep question. And I think the best way to try and understand it is to also look and ask yourself in your life, what are the top five priorities that you have in your life? I know, Robin, believe it or not, I actually had to think back, but I once asked you this question about 14 years ago when you were briefly in my office. And I said to you, what are the top five things that are important for you in your life? Now, if money forms part of that, then money is important to you. Now, why is that part of the psychology of money? Because it's all about a relationship. And like any relationship, there's both good and bad, and it's all in the eyes of the beholder. So you could, for example, see money as a good thing, while others could see money as a bad thing. And when it comes to that relationship that we have with money, the clearer we are on whether it's good or bad, there's no right or wrong, and whether it's one of our top priorities or not, the better we understand our relationship with money and the better we understand how it affects us psychologically. So for some people that might, let's say, for example, have a bad relationship with money, might come across to Black Friday, for example, it was one of the examples that you'd send to me, and say, geez, I have to get as much as I can because there's not enough money, there's great deals now, I have to buy whatever I can. While other people might turn around and say, it's Black Friday, I know there's an abundance of money, I'm not worried whether I'm going to have enough money because I always will. I'll always have enough money. I'll always make a plan. If there's a great deal and if there's something I need, I'll get it now. So you're not left into a position of constantly being under panic to say, oh my gosh, it's a once-off opportunity. And if I don't do it now, I'm never going to find that again, because that's really not true. And Rob, I'm going to hand it back to you and you can maybe delve deeper and ask more questions around it if you'd like.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's fascinating. And I think probably a lot of our behavior actually centers around money. You know, like if you're stingy, if you're generous, if you, as you say, live in that fear. And I think a lot of shops or salespeople actually attack us on the psychological level with marketing, with almost tricks to, you know, try and get us into this buying frenzy. What we see now, maybe you can explain to us also how Black Friday began, just as a concept, and also how people get into this frenzy of buying things they potentially might not even need, just because it sounds like a good deal.
So I actually forgot how Black Friday started. I do remember. But you caught me a bit off guard on that question. I wasn't that prepared for it. But I can explain the psychology around it. The psychology around it is very simple. If you have a fear that there's not going to be enough money, the minute I come to you and say to you, geez, Rob, I've got this unbelievable deal. I can get you a new laptop or a new computer or a new dress at a 50% discount. Automatically, your mind will tell you, you have to go for it because you're not going to get this discount again because these discounts don't come along all the time. And this specific discount, because now you have the money, is probably the best time for you to get it. But that's not the truth. There are these discounts and opportunities, especially in the world that we live in, all the time. You know, Black Friday is just one way for people to react on your emotions when it's completely unnecessary. I, for example, have often looked at a product and said, great, I'm in the market at the moment for, let's say, I'm going to use the example of a laptop. And Black Friday came across and I compared. 2 weeks before Black Friday, I was already waiting for the deals. I at least knew what price I was looking at, and I wanted to see if I could get a better price on Black Friday. I didn't. I ended up buying the computer through Amazon. I felt that was the best price that I could get. It was a refurbished computer, and I got it at a better discount than I would have got had I gone for one of the Black Friday deals. Now, I'm comfortable enough to say that I'm always going to get a deal. That's in my mindset and my belief system. And that's important because that will always direct me how I'm going to be able to spend my money. But like I said to you, unfortunately, most people aren't that empowered just yet. I think the world's changing, and I think we're heading for a very exciting times, and I think people are going to become more empowered and more excited about the beauty and how money really can help people do so many wonderful, beautiful, different things, and also to know that it's okay to be wealthy. and know that you don't have to live in constant fear of to say, am I going to get another great deal? Or is this the last one that I have?
Absolutely. And I know I'm also on, obviously, we're all on these Facebook forums, and there's been conversations in some about at what cost will we go for the deal. Like, some people will go in and, you know, in a shop, go and tell a manager that something's been mispriced, or and they demand that. And apparently, like, staff can lose their jobs over that. So I think it's also at what cost will we, you know, go to the nth to get the good deal. We've got to be very conscious of that also. But maybe going into what we call the silly season and camp coming up and holidays, and we all are trying to find the deals, maybe you can give us some advice of how to keep our heads about us as we move into the season, just to wrap up.
So, Robert, are you, do you have to take the news now? Or sorry, so just it's exactly on 4:30, or have I got like another 5 minutes to answer that question?
I think we will cross over to the news, and then we will be back with you just to wrap up. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So welcome back, Liron. As we were just crossing over to the news, I asked you a question. Maybe you can just give us, in closing, just a few tips of how to keep our heads about us as we enter into, we're about to enter the holiday season, camp, so many expenses coming up. Maybe you have some advice for us.
Okay, so thank you very much for that. I think the first and most important thing is learn to love the good that money can do. Because if you don't get that relationship right with money right from the beginning, you're never going to really be able to be able to see opportunities, to know where to be able to put your energy. And I think also I'll end off with this quote, and then I'll explain how this is so important in terms of keeping your sanity, if I can call it that. In business, there's a great saying, and we call it, revenue is vanity, profit is sanity, and cash is king. And why that is so important is because it comes back to your question. Cash is king. And what do we mean by that? With all these expenses coming up, we have to budget for it. So let's say, for example, with camp and with everything, it's going to cost us 50,000 Rand or 100,000 Rand for December. Let us try and say, how could we best budget for that? If we don't have the money, where could we potentially save? Or let us maybe have a clear plan of how we're going to pay that money back. Don't let me put it on a credit card and say, oh, geez, whatever it is, I'll just pay it back as quickly as possible. Let me have a focused plan to say I'm going to pay it off in 3 months, 4 months, or whatever it might be. And then make sure if you are paying it off that you've got a route to pay it off that's got the lowest amount of interest. If you're going to turn around and say, well, I'll pay it off over the next 12 months, it's going to be a burden. And the minute you're carrying a burden with you, you'll never feel like the king, because you just have always got in the back of your mind, oh. And our thoughts create our realities. And if we're always thinking about debt, well, then how could we ever create wealth, long-term wealth? And again, coming back to the saying, I'll end off with it again because it's the most beautiful saying I know. Revenue is vanity. Profit is sanity. Cash is king.
Absolutely brilliant. I feel like we need a full hour show with you because this really does impact our lives in a deep way. But thank you so much for your time and for the insights, and wishing you a wonderful afternoon ahead. Thank you.